Hi, I'm Scott Hansman. This is another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Kartik Bharathi, and we're going to talk about Power Apps. Now, there's a lot of resources out there to talk about Power Apps, to learn about Power Apps. You can really start at powerapps.com, right? And there's
a bunch
of content, a lot of which is at Channel 9.
Yep.
But this is our kind of Hello World 101. I'm going to create an app. I'm going to use Power Apps to do that.
That's right.
What's that look like?
Yeah. So to start off with, pretty excited to be here. You can download Power Apps as a client as well from your Windows Store, or if you're an iPhone user, you can go to the Apple Store and download the Power Apps client.
Okay.
In addition, like you mentioned, you can always go to thepowerapps.com, and right now it's a sign. The sign up is invitation only. Once you have an approved invite, you can log in and create a bunch of apps, which we'll look at today.
If I download the client and I don't have an invite, can I mess around at all? Am I allowed to make an app?
Well, you wouldn't be able to do much. It has a bunch of help links. You can still read about what Power Apps is all about, but you would still need an approval.
Okay, so your account is provisioned already. You've logged into it, and you can see your names right there. So
that's right.
This is blank.
Yep. So when you start off with, you go through a bunch of first-run experiences. It tells you what the value prop of Power Apps is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you sign in, you're pretty much taken to a screen where you can either create new apps if you're an author,
mm-hmm.
or you can start consuming apps if there are a bunch of apps that have been shared with you. So in this case, I'm coming in as an author.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting a new app from scratch.
Okay.
And it just takes me to a blank screen, and then I can start putting in a bunch of controls and tie them together, very much like PowerPoint. If you're a PowerPoint user, this should be very familiar.
Well, it's interesting because it looks kind of like a member of the Office family.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I assume it's intended to?
Yes. So we are targeting business users, and a lot of business users use Office, and they're familiar with PowerPoint and Excel. So a lot of those concepts translate into building apps as well.
Really? So that's interesting. So you feel that if someone can make an app make a thing in PowerPoint mm-hmm. or in Excel, they'll feel very comfortable here.
Oh yeah, totally. Let's take a look.
All right, let's do it.
So what I have is I'm starting off with a blank screen, and let's say I want to add a new control. Let's say it's my camera control. So all I have to do is go to Insert, go to Media, and then say Camera. There you go.
Oh wow, it's actually live in the design surface.
Yep.
Which is interesting.
It's completely live. Now, just to make things a little more interesting, I'm going to add a label. Just go to text, click on label, and notice that the property by default calls it out as label. What I want instead to say my name, so I say hello mm-hmm. in text, followed by my username. The and is concatenating strings, and I have a function that I can call user bank full name. And within a few seconds, there you go. Hello, Kartik.
So I'm seeing here that you've got that formula button,
mm-hmm.
which kind of reminds me of Excel.
Yep.
So you've kind of done a little data binding expression here, and that's evaluated.
Yes. So every time you log in this case, the logged in user is Kartik. So if you were to log in as someone else,
mm-hmm.
You would see their name displayed.
Wow, OK. So at this point, I've got all the usual controls. I can build text boxes and labels and things like that.
Yep.
What if I want to do something interactive with that? Here you've got a camera,
but
I want to take a picture and do something with
the
picture.
Sure. Let's try that. So let's say you want to take a picture and add it into your gallery.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a series of pictures. So I say go insert, and there's a gallery. There are different types of galleries, one with just images and one with image and text.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick the one with images. I can drag and drop.
Oh, I see. This is kind of like a horizontal strip of photographs.
Yep.
And I assume that they could come from a database or a web service or somewhere.
You can bind it to pretty much wherever, like anywhere in the web where there are image URLs.
Oh, really? Even like a Bing search or something?
You could.
Okay, cool.
So now that I have my items, it's bound to a sample gallery, which it's not particularly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to create a collection of images. So let me call it my collection.
Okay.
Right now it shows a yellow triangle saying that, hey, it's not defined. What are you referring to? So every time I click on this image,
mm-hmm.
so I'm going to select on select from the list of actions.
Right.
I'm going to say you collect where you collect it to the my images. You go to the my collection,
mm-hmm.
and what you collect is your camera. I'm going to press Alt key to know that it's camera 2. I had another one created with Camera 1 earlier,
right.
Camera2.photo.
But this is a lot like Excel, right?
Yep.
I mean, if you can go and refer to a cell and build a formula,
exactly.
And you get those functions with the tooltips and the IntelliSense, it's the same kind of experience.
Yes,
okay.
So it still shows an error. I'm going to click on that error. It says that, hey, it's this.image. I need to modify that to a URL. And that's pretty much it. It's blank right now because I've not taken any images.
So you just pushed a button and everything went so you're running the app.
Yes. So I clicked on this. The other way is to press F5, and that gives you a preview of the app even before you publish it.
Okay.
And that's what I'm doing right now.
So we're running our application.
Yep. So let's say we take some samples.
Okay.
And then now you see that you have all of those pictures right here.
Okay, so you've got interactivity,
mm-hmm.
and at this point, you've done some basic data binding in the sense of the result of that picture went into a list, the list got data bound to the that gallery,
yep.
and then I assume you could then post those off, put them in OneDrive for Business, or
you could.
Azure Storage, or whatever.
Yep. Yes, you
and could that's
do
a
that.
Real app.
Yes, it's a real app. I could publish it, and then I could run it off my Windows, or I could run it off my iOS.
How can it run everywhere?
Yeah. So what you do is once you have your app created, you have the option to save the app.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to do Save As, and then you give an option to save it in the Power Apps Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much the repository of the set of apps I have authored as a user.
Okay.
And any device that has the Power Apps client can connect to my cloud, and then I can have that run on those devices.
So I'm in Power Apps as well. I could run it, you could send me that app.
Exactly.
As just like you sent me a Word document.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have the document, you would have the exact same experience. It would be your own repository of like images.
And that app will run on anything. Mm-hmm. Windows, iPhone, Windows tablet, Windows desktop, whatever.
Yep. And we are also looking at Android, hopefully, in the coming future.
Okay, cool.
So let's add a bit more. I'm interested to know the location. Like when I'm taking a picture, usually I want to tag it from, hey, where did I take this picture?
Geotagging.
Yeah. So I can always, let me add a label. And every app has access to the device location. So all I have to do is say location, bang, and I have altitude, latitude, and longitude.
How do you find these out, these different variables that are floating out there, like user you knew about and location you knew about? Those are all in documentation?
Yes. So in MSDN, we have a detailed page of like what are the functions that are supported in the Power Apps client. And there are good examples as well on how you use it. Like you can use tables, you can use variables, you can use location.
Mm-hmm.
You can even call services like REST APIs outside. So there's this whole bunch of document.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, and I keep using the example of like Excel, because I think about like, you know, the non-technical, but slightly technical business user.
Mm-hmm.
Like my wife, for example, has an MBA. She does a lot of finance work.
Oh, yeah.
She knows how to make really amazing Excels.
Yep.
I don't know how to do that. She would love this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, you could pretty much have some of those formulas that you use. Like you could sum up a list of items. You could have a product like saying, hey, this is the total. Like if you're building an expense report, for example, you could totally build that using functions in Power Apps Client.
Okay, so you're going to grab the location and...
Yep, let me just grab the location. And I'm going to type latitude. And there you see the latitude.
Right.
And I'm going to also take the longitude.
Okay.
And all I have to do is location, bang, longitude. There you go. That's my location. It's not very interesting. You know, for an average user, you look at some decimal numbers and say, yeah, it's probably a location. I can feed it to like Bing Maps and figure out where
so
it is.
So you'd add a control for Bing Maps, then bind.
Exactly.
Ah, okay.
Alternately, we have an API that when you pass in the lat long, it reverse geocodes and gives me the full address.
Oh, come on. That's cool.
Yeah, we're going to actually do that right now. So I have an address lookup API.
Okay, so here you just went to
options,
and you pulled out some data sources. Now here you have just the one data source. I assume that if you had a larger enterprise, you'd have lots of data sources, whatever the enterprise decided to make available.
Yes, and by default, like the bunch of connections we make available, like you can connect your Dropbox, you can connect your OneDrive, Salesforce, SharePoint Online, Google Drive, and so on. Mm-hmm. The bunch of connections that you can add and then connect to.
This is you as a business consumer of data. I, as a pro developer, could then write APIs custom to my business, our product catalog, our shopping cart, our whatever.
Yes.
And then they would just appear,
totally.
And then you'd write to them.
Yes. And you would have functions, and you would just pass in parameters like how you do in Excel. You can pull in data or push data back to the source.
Nice. Okay.
So what this address lookup API does is it takes in the lat long and gives me the reverse geocoded address. So I'm going to remove this. And instead, in the text field, I'm going to say address lookup API.lookup. Mm-hmm. You know, IntelliSense out there like is helping
nice.
Me type. And then I'll say location, bang, latitude, and location, bang, longitude, close parentheses, and I can get whatever I want. I can get a short form of the address, long form, just the country.
So is this an API app
mm-hmm.
that you're calling?
It is. It is in the back end. It's an API app with a set of functions that's been exposed to Power Apps.
Right. So if you're familiar with the term API app, you go and learn about that in other videos where we've talked about Azure App Service. This means that there's an application service environment, an app service environment that this is hosted in.
Yes.
And this is a custom
API.
And you're just calling it the same as simply as when you called the text box.
Yes.
That's great.
So let me go use the And once I go into the full screen preview again, notice that we have the address of where we are right now. And then that with images and the address completes the picture. Now I can take images, tag it with the address, and then save it to a location.
That's really cool. See, I'm starting to imagine how I would then express to a business user in my company, like, you know, here's the standard stuff at MSDN, and here's the 20 internal methods that I'd want to present to them.
Yes.
And then just see where their minds go.
Yep. Yep. An interesting scenario could be if you're a site inspector, like, and you have a camera control and you're visiting like vehicles, you want to do an inspection of a site, you're mobile, you go to the location, take the picture, you can in fact like make edits to this picture,
mm-hmm.
have the location, and then
Oh, so
the
you could even like mark it up.
Yep. You can do that.
Oh. So see, that's so cool. I mean, think about that. Like you could say, yeah, go to a real estate situation or a site, whatever, take a picture, make some comments,
yep.
Know exactly the address of where it was, and then you could go and submit it, or it could be saved offline and then
yep.
submitted later to the cloud or whatever.
Yes.
That's cool. So yeah, that's a pretty good Power Apps 101.
Yep.
All right,
cool.
Stick with us. We're gonna do a couple more videos and then build up a series of Power Apps videos here on Azure Friday.